DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Chad's military claims troops in northern Mali have killed al-Qaeda commander Mokhtar Belmokhtar. The one-eyed Islamist leader was behind the deadly siege at Algeria's Aminas gas plant in January, which left 60 hostages dead. It's reported Belmokhtar was among several militants killed during an assault on a terrorist base. Zakaria Gabonge is a Chad army spokesman.
The provisional toll of the fighting is as follows. Several terrorists have been killed, including the chief Mokhtar Belmokhtar, known as the One-Eyed.
Michael Loiders has been following events for Deutsche Welle and says the killing is still to be confirmed by the West.
Well, so far we only have sketchy information. It's the Algerian government and some media outlets in Algeria that claim that it was him who was killed. But so far, neither the French nor the Americans have confirmed his death. We need to be a little bit careful. He has been declared dead on several occasions and then he continued to operate.
On Friday, Chad's president Idriss Dube also announced that Chadian troops had killed senior al-Qaeda militant Abdelhamid Abu Zed. Meanwhile, a third French soldier has died in the campaign to recapture Mali's north that began in January. In other news, a suspected suicide bombing has killed at least 45 people and wounded a further 150 as they were leaving a Shiite Muslim mosque in the southern city of Karachi. The explosion badly damaged two five-story buildings in the Abbas district. It's the city's deadliest attack in 3 years. 62 people have been killed in 4 days of rioting in Bangladesh following a controversial war crimes tribunal verdict. The violence erupted after Islamist leader Delwar Hossein Saeedi was sentenced to death on Thursday. The 73-year-old was sentenced to death for murder, looting, arson, rape and the forcible conversions of Hindus to Islam during the 1971 War of Succession from Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged to release $250 million aid to support Egypt's future as a democracy. Kerry's announcement marks recognition of President Mohamed Morsi's push for political and economic reform. The U.S. Secretary of State has just finished 2 days of talks in Cairo. Karim El-Ghahari is in Egypt's capital following events. He says the April parliamentary election is also a key issue for Morsi.
His message is there is no other alternative than to work together. He suggested governments of national unity. That was a demand of the opposition to be also taking part in the government. And he also suggested the opposition would not boycott the upcoming parliamentary elections. It's supposed to start on the 22nd of April. Until now, he's not very successful.
Kerry also announced a further $60 million aid for a new fund to support what he called the key engines of democratic change, including entrepreneurs and young people. Meanwhile, Egypt's state media is reporting the retrial of the country's ousted former president, Hosni Mubarak, will begin on April the 13th. An appeals court granted the retrial in January after quashing a previous life sentence, saying the case against him wasn't strong enough for a conviction. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Syria's President Bashar Assad has accused Britain of wanting to arm rebels to oust him. In an interview with the British newspaper The Sunday Times, he said he would negotiate with the opposition but wouldn't step down. The UN has offered to broker peace talks between Syria's regime and the opposition in a bid to resolve the conflict, which is nearly in its second year. However, Assad said during the interview that he would only talk with rebels who laid down their arms. The UN estimates that 70,000 have died since the Syria conflict began. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.